to Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. In each of our programs, our intention is to bring to our listeners the best of people, places, and projects of Northern California that we think you're going to enjoy and that we think are exceptional. Today, we have a very special group into the studio. We have Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance, three individuals. We have Lynn Doro, who's the convener of the Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance. We have Tony Mabus, superintendent and principal of Montgomery Creek School. Kevin Stubbe, who's a workforce development coordinator for California Youth Build Academy. Wow, lots of words. But we're going to learn all about Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance. So I'm going to ask you, Lynn, to kick off things for us. Can you describe what this organization is about for us?
Well, I can. I'll tell you what our mission is, which we took a long time developing, and then kind of how we started. And these guys will provide more details. So the Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance is a regional collaborative serving Big Bend, Montgomery Creek, and Round Mountain, tiny central Shasta County communities that currently are one school district.
Wow, okay.
Our mission is to strengthen education, expand economic opportunity, support local gathering places, and build a resilient future for both the land and the people of our mountain communities.
So your purpose is to really help the mountain communities.
To help the mountain communities and to work together, you know, to, mm-hmm. you know, it's a classic thing in small places that two organizations schedule their big event on the same night because they didn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
So that sort of deal.
Yes. I think every community faces that challenge. I know it's a big challenge in Shasta County.
Here, too, in Redding. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So how long has this organization been going?
We started in late summer 2024, and it happened. I would say two things happened. First, prior to that, Indian Springs School, which is the elementary school in Big Bend, uh-huh. which is a very tiny place, which lots of people in Shasta County have never been to, and many have never heard of. The school had to close because they couldn't hire staff.
Oh.
The student census was too low, so it became part of Mountain Union.
Yeah.
And there was a state-mandated committee that had to be formed to make a recommendation, a community recommendation about what should happen with the facility. So I was on that committee with a number of other concerned people. And that was an opportunity to start some conversations about, well, how do we scoop in Big Bend? How do we make all of this work as one thing?
So it's really a grassroots effort.
Oh, this is as grassroots as it gets, actually. Yeah.
And to think that people see there's an issue, a challenge, you might say, and to be able to come together to work towards improvement, build collaboration, talk to each other,
yeah,
work together. It's a good thing, isn't it?
It is a very, very good thing. Then the second thing that happened was that some funding became available that I was aware of because I knew the organization that was funneling the money. It's called the Sierra Institute, based in Plumas County. And they were a partner with Chico State in the large, very large California Jobs First initiative. And the first wave of funding in Jobs First was to build local, with a special call out to rural, capacity. So I approached Hill Country to see if they would be the fiscal agent for this very grassroots endeavor. Hill Country Health and Wellness Center, also known as Hill Country Community Clinic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. People from all over the world could potentially be listening to it. So that's why we get used to hearing those. But yes, I think it's important that we identify. So that was the next step, you might say.
That was the next step. And then we started to, you know, the commitment that people made. So we invited six organizations to be part of this. So it's not an individual thing. It's an the members are organizations. Yeah. The members are not individuals.
And that number is 7, including Hill Country. Community Clinic.
Heaven, you said what?
That number is 7, including Hill Country Community Clinic. 7 partner anchor organizations.
Okay. That's interesting. 7. That's a pretty good group. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the proposal that we put together, we being just me and a couple of people at Hill Country at that point, was that each organization would get a stipend to help them build capacity however they needed to build capacity. And the funds were awarded, and the things that happened ranged from a new pump for the well to paying a lapsed insurance bill for a community center, you know, things that really enabled the organizations to continue to exist.
Because they operate really to benefit the whole population of the communities. And so this way you're kind of working together to problem solve, raise money to keep those organizations alive.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's powerful.
Yeah, it was. It's a very good thing. And then the format of it has been a monthly in-person meeting at the clinic. I bring lunch. I think that we've had a lot of fun doing it. The people in the different organizations have gotten to know the other communities. There certainly are people even in Round Mountain who've never been to Big Bend.
Wow, yeah. That's interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So that's our origin story.
So the next question I have, I'm going to ask you, Heaven. Who are the 7 organizations that participate in this Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance?
Thank you, Lynn. I am the communication coordinator for Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance. And our 7 anchor partner organizations are Hill Country Community Clinic as our fiscal sponsor and one of our founding partner organizations. And then 2 schools. So we have the California Heritage Youth Built Academy. We are a public charter school. And then Mountain Union Elementary School District. It's an elementary middle school serving Montgomery Creek. Then we have 2 community centers. We have the Mountain Community Center in Round Mountain and the Big Bend Community Center in Big Bend. Then the Big Bend Community Land Trust, which has a focus and emphasis on sustainable permaculture. KKRN is one of our partners. And we have actually had recent interaction with the Pitt River Tribe, and we are looking forward to hosting a workforce development day in May with them.
May 2026?
Yes, this year.
Excellent. And for those of you that may not know, she mentioned KKRN, which is the community radio that you're listening to this program through right now. It's 88.5 FM. And with that alliance, that's how all these organizations really stay alive, isn't it? Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to ask each of you, because there's many things you could be doing with your life. I'm going to start with you, Lynn Doro, as a convener. Why this organization? Why are you involved in it?
Well, I think the biggest reason why I'm involved in it is that grassroots efforts are just kind of part of my DNA.
Yes.
I enjoy it tremendously. People, neighbors helping neighbors, solving problems together, resolving conflicts together.
Yeah.
I love all of that. And it's getting... I've been a part of several nonprofit over the years of my work life. I've been part of a number of nonprofit entities that serve different purposes, but all helping kind of purposes. And what I've observed is that it's gotten harder and harder for small rural communities, small rural organizations to survive.
Yeah.
And we have to be smart and strategic, and we have to be willing to try new partnerships.
Yes.
And all of that kind of stuff. So, and we have to be willing to try new partnerships and test out ideas that we have, because the lunch meetings have been really fun and wonderful with lots of, creative ideas. And the other thing I want to say is that it is very multi-generational, with me being the elder of the group.
Ah.
Tony's kind of in the middle. And a whole bunch of young people, people in their late 20s through 30s that live in the mountain communities and they're now having babies and want to make things better for everybody.
Yeah. And don't you think really, you can say, you know, you're working with these organizations, but you're really working on community building relationships, yes, not only with the organizations, but the entire community.
Yes.
And invites people to come together,
yes,
cohesively. That's a very powerful thing to do.
The other thing I wanted to add that doesn't quite follow the outline is that all of the organizations are local, including CHIBA. Now, CHIBA, the California Heritage Youth Build Academy, mm-hmm, which is an exceptional charter program that serves teenagers and young adults who didn't fit in the standard system.
Yeah.
And they recently, as a result of some 2018 CAR FEMA funding, they recently opened a little outpost at Hill Country. So CHIBA is now local as well.
California Heritage Youth Build Academy is up in the rural area.
Yeah. So I'm Heaven Subi. I'm the case manager, and I am the new case manager for California Heritage Youth Build Academy's satellite office at Hill Country Clinic.
So that's fascinating, Lynn, to hear about your background. And I know you have a long legacy in that community of grassroots, starting up grassroots projects and organizations, which is, I want to say thank you for that. And Tony Mabus, superintendent and principal of Montgomery Creek Elementary School. Why are you involved? What draws you?
Students and kids, right? And families. So as Lynn mentioned earlier, when I first met Lynn, it was just as I got to Mountain Union Elementary School District. This is going into the 22-23 school year. Over that summer, that is when Indian Springs had went into lapsation, as she mentioned. And so I kind of inherited a school district that had just absorbed another school district. And out of that came that 7-Eleven committee where we had to figure out, what are we going to do with this school that doesn't have any students in it right now? And what do we do for that community? So out of that, as Lynn had mentioned, we continued to brainstorm and come up with ideas on what are we going to do? And that, again, is where Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance came from. So my part as the superintendent principal of the local school district, of course, is to be right in the middle of that thing. Our students are number one, our families are number one, and they're all part of each of those three different communities. And so from my perspective and where I can be is a support person to help be able to mitigate any issues going on with parents, helping out the local communities with fundraising efforts. And really, it's about student support and helping our students with their education. So from that perspective, I guess it's kind of wide open. I love it. It's great.
Yeah,
we do have a lot of fun at those meetings. So sometimes it takes a little while to get through our agenda, but we love it.
And if we think about, sometimes people don't really connect to where you're located. So you're east of Redding, California. About how far would you say time wise?
A solid 40 minutes,
yes.
45 minutes, and to Big Bend, it's a little bit further.
Yes, yes. So you definitely are out there. Lynn?
I was just going to say, to Big Bend from Montgomery School, it's easily an additional 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And Big Bend Road has been a one-lane road. There's a spot where it's one lane since 2017. Still hasn't been fixed.
It's called Dead Man's
Corner.
Just
a little call out to Shasta County.
Yes, there's that, huh? I'm going to do a station ID. When I come back, we're going to hear from Heaven Subi, the Workforce Development Coordinator for California Heritage Youth Build Academy, and why she's involved, what she sees as the value. If you just joined us, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance, and we have three individuals. So I'm going to go to you, Heaven Subi. You're the Workforce Development Coordinator for California Heritage Youth Build Academy. So why is your organization involved?
Yeah, thank you, Lynn. I would actually like to touch on the question of why I am involved. Tony and Lynn were able to address that question. And I was raised here in Shasta County and have personal experience with how organizations can really come together to change lives, individual lives, and the collective within the community by just communicating with each other. So I have a degree in organizational communication and a minor in sociology. So I have a passion for helping organizations achieve goals. And my role with California Heritage Youth Build Academy, one of the 7 partner organizations with Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance, is the new case manager for our workforce recovery training program. And we are a no-cost job training and workforce development program that offers support services and workforce training to underemployed and unemployed individuals seeking to overcome barriers to employment and seeking employment. So that is our mission. And for California Heritage Youth Build Academy, they offer high school diplomas for those 14 to 24, as well as adult education diplomas. And our mission and passion for being involved with Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance is to bring opportunity to the Intermountain area for that demographic that Lynn mentioned of those who just don't quite fit into the regular school system and who need someone to believe in them.
So you would say that your organization participates, is it because you're now having a branch, you might say, up in that area, or would you participate even if you didn't have a location there?
We were participating before we had the satellite office in the Round Mountain area, and we will continue to participate.
Lynn, yes.
I just wanted to interject that you know, Lynn, that Fritz, that I worked at Hill Country for many years.
Yes.
And in our expansion into Redding, which had a lot to do with mental health and the social support services, CHIBA in Redding became a very important and valued partner for Hill Country. So it's an organization that we knew really well, and we knew that this funding from the Car Fire FEMA money was in the works. So it was really fortuitous.
It really helped strengthen the partnership, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it's probably a good, since you shared that comment, you were one of the founders of Hill Country Community Clinic.
I was.
Yes, many years ago.
Long time ago.
Thank you for that, though. And I think it's wonderful, you know, it starts in that more rural location and has expanded. Critical to especially the rural communities.
Yes.
And having those services.
Yes.
And to have the awareness of the importance of mental health is really important, I think. And so when we think of all the different projects and the way you come together cohesively, you've talked about meeting monthly. What else do you do to kind of inspire? Of course, you're looking for funding, right? And are you considered a nonprofit organization?
Not at this point.
Okay.
We're operating under the fiscal sponsorship of Hill Country, and we're actually having a meeting to talk about, do we want to pursue our own 501c3 status? I mean, I would characterize the organization at this point in its life as being very grassroots, and our accomplishments are significant but humble.
Uh-huh.
But we have big aspirations.
Good.
And Tony maybe can talk about some of those big aspirations.
So I think it's very powerful when a group of people come together. You know, the initial stages, you're not just usually going to go out and become a nonprofit organization.
Right.
Usually it's people come, start meeting and start creating and associate together. And then having the value of a fiscal sponsor, that's an organization, a nonprofit that can receive in your behalf the grant funds and help give the structure for facilitating the grant for the organization. Or
yes.
The association.
Yes.
Yes. It's powerful. Tony, can you share your thought that she was pointing to?
Yeah. So Lynn was kind of mentioning a lot of larger vision projects and
yes.
things like that, that are kind of in the works, and what things are we looking forward to in the near future or maybe even the far future? So let me give you a little bit of a background. So I'm also the superintendent principal of Whitmore Union
wow.
Elementary School District.
Two hats.
Another very small rural community. And so over the first couple of years, being in both school districts, one of the things that we began to talk about, and this all kind of stemmed from the Indian Springs scenario. So the Indian Springs school, that when it went into lapsation, there are some background and some major reasons from an educational standpoint as to why that happened. So for the main purpose of that, it was lack of students, right? That creates funding for the school, your number of students. And so without that funding, you're not going to be able to continue to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it like
reality.
Pretty simple like that. Yeah, reality. And looking at rural communities, and this is a statewide issue. It's not unique to just our Eastern Valley foothill communities. This is pretty much in all rural communities throughout the state. We did a couple of demographic studies, one for each school district. And out of those demographic studies came a lot of data and information that really related to birth rates, right? So that equals students, right?
Yes, no.
in the future, and they're very low. You look at infrastructure, jobs, housing, career opportunities, things like that, right? That create development, create communities, expand communities, and so forth. And statewide, and especially where we're at, those things were kind of, to a certain extent, grinding to a halt, let's just say, or becoming somewhat even non-existent in some aspects. So looking at that, we began to have conversations on each school board. What do we do to mitigate these issues? How do we continue to maintain supports for our students? How do we maintain jobs for our employees?
Yeah.
And looking at that, the scenario was we did not want to go into some sort of lapsation or issue and get absorbed into other school districts that are adjacent. And we wanted to still be able to provide a quality, high quality education for our students and for our local families. And so with that, we began to brainstorm on some different ideas on what to do. And one of those was, should we unify as a school district, the two different school districts? We do have a small little sliver of a boundary that touches. And so we looked into educational code to see if that was viable, and it was. And we ended up having a special joint meeting for both school districts. And out of that conversation and a unanimous across for all board members, and Lynn is also one of the board members of the Mountain Union Elementary School District, they were agreed to pursue and see if it was viable and sustainable for us to actually be a new school district together. By doing so, that would allow for us to consolidate certain business and administrative costs. So we could get a cost savings in a lot of different ways.
Because it would serve as an umbrella to all the...
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And at the same time, be able to share a lot of our resources, which we were already beginning to do. Hence, my own position was shared. In addition, we also had some other employees and support systems that we were sharing with professional development together, using other similar employees to offer instructional coaching and curriculum development and various aspects like that. We were already beginning to do those things. We also have several MOUs.
Memos of understanding.
Correct. Yep. Memos of understanding with other entities like Shasta County Office of Education and some others that we are each paying X dollars, to have those services or whatever it may be. So by consolidating together, that would only be one payment instead of two payments.
Yeah.
So there's a little cost savings with that. So we began to pursue that. And yeah, we're in the middle of that entire endeavor at this point, where it has been approved by the Shasta County Office of Education County Committee. It's a subcommittee of the Shasta County Office of Education. There was a process that went along with that over about a solid year or so. We also did a waiver to the State Board of Education to not have this placed onto the local ballot. All the school board members agreed that it made more sense for us to move a little bit quicker pace, and that they were the representatives of our local communities. And so that was a kind of a nice thing that happened, because it allowed for us to move forward a little bit faster with the timeline on what we're doing. So yeah, so right now that's kind of where we're at with that. In addition, there's a, even a larger vision that comes with this. And it relates a little bit to the California Heritage Youth Build Act Association.
I was going to say Academy.
It relates a little bit to that as well, and some of what we're doing with the Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance. So Montgomery Creek Elementary School is an older school campus than Cedar Creek Elementary School District. Mm-hmm. It's another, I don't want to say it was abandoned, it's just sitting in Round Mountain, and it was and still is part of the Mountain Union Elementary School District. It's actually a newer, built, I want to say in the 1980s?
Well, is it vacant?
It has been somewhat vacant. We have a preschool that's located there. But what we did was we did a facilities master's plan with Zuri Alliance that we contracted with. And out of that plan and the information that we got from that was that it would cost the school district close to $18 million to bring Montgomery Creek Elementary School kind of up to par with a lot of compliance issues for safety and health and other things that are required by the state for new windows, you know, HVAC systems, all the tons of stuff like that, that it was going to cost us to do that. But looking at the campus at Cedar Creek, the cost to bring that back to life was significantly less. The estimates are.
And where is Cedar Creek located?
It's located in Round Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the decision was made that we were going to begin to pursue to open up that campus in the near future and begin to modernize it again. And so we've been in the middle of that. And that would open up the Montgomery Creek Elementary School or the Montgomery Creek campus, right? So we would vacate that one, move all of our students down to the Cedar Creek Elementary School campus.
Then what happens to the campus that you left?
Great question. So now this is where kind of Whitmore Union Elementary School District comes into play a little bit. That school district is also a one school house school district. And there are only on an average over the last several years, about 10 students on campus. Uh-huh. However, it has a pretty robust homeschool independent study program of about 55 kids or so, give or take. And so we began to talk about creating a dependent charter school out of that. And I kind of like it to the sense of seed money. When you start a new business, it's kind of nice to have a little chunk of change and to help upfront costs and so forth. And with already having a solid number of students in the independent study program, that would be considered seed money, so to speak, that would roll right into the newly created dependent charter. What the dependent charter allows for us to do is have a little more oversight as to what we do and what that charter actually offers to local communities. And the different variations of the educational opportunities that they would have, from straight homeschool to hybrid style learning to on-site and dual enrollment. By becoming a unified school district, a new school district, now the campus at Montgomery Creek School would be available to offer brand new style of opportunities of education through the dependent charter, because it doesn't have to stay housed to just one campus. It can be spread out at different places throughout, really anywhere. There is no strict thing that says you have to have it at a particular school site. And that would also then expand into the high school realm, into expanding four more grade levels. In addition, there would be room on that campus to work with the California Heritage Youth Build Academy. I knew I would get it. Usually I have it really good because everybody asks me and I usually say it perfectly, but today I can't. Anyways, it would also give them opportunity to have more room to expand what they're doing and what they offer as well. In addition, some of the other data that we got back from a lot of surveys that we were doing with our local community was, and this relates specifically to the high school realm and so forth. Some of the data that we got back from the local high school was that the students that graduated from the area, from specifically in the last 10 plus years, Montgomery Creek and Indian Springs, over 50% of those students, when they went to high school, either ended up in an alternative education program, so they didn't stay at the comprehensive site, or they dropped out. And in addition, a lot of the feedback we got from parents was just the distance alone to get to the local high school. You figure they're on a bus for over an hour both ways. So that's a 2-hour bus ride per day. If they ended up in an alternative program, not only were they taking a bus to the local high school, then they would get on another bus to go to another program, to another, wherever that may be located. So again, on the bus again. In addition, the cost for families to be able to pay for insurance, a car, and the gas to drive that far was also kind of burdensome for some families. And so the feedback that we got was it would be awesome to have a way to have something in the local community to offer our parents an opportunity to give their kids a solid education, but that fits their needs and what fits for them, especially from an economic standpoint too. And so that's kind of where we're moving. That's the big vision on where we're moving to. And I would say we're making some pretty good progress.
I'm going to do a station ID, but one of the questions I want you to consider when we come back is we're painting a picture of what's happening in Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance, the work that you're doing. And so we have listeners all over the country. I want you to describe why you wanted to bring this information to larger world. Of course, you're educating the people in your area, but rest of Shasta County, rest of California, wherever people are, why is this significant? If you just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I also want to pause and thank the Shasta County Arts Council, who provides us with the Reading Studio. Their efforts allow our local producers, instead of traveling up the hill to eastern Shasta County, we are right here in Reading and able to produce a program courtesy of Shasta County Arts Council. Also, KKRN is a nonprofit organization. You can go to our website, kkrn.org, make a donation, keep us alive. We stay alive by your donations. There's also an address on there for sending a check if you prefer that. And so before we move on and talk about California Heritage Youth Build Academy, I'm wondering which one of you can share with us why it's significant, why you wanted to share this, not only with your community, but larger. Lynn, Doro?
Yeah, I'll answer that first, and maybe Tony will add some things to it. So in my many, many years of working at Hill Country, I was very fortunate to be part of, 10 maybe over the years, national initiatives and dozens of statewide initiatives that was trying to improve health care, medical care, health care, but also community health care. So the issues that we're facing here are in no way unique. And I think I've been reflecting on this a lot just in the last few weeks for some kind of personal family reasons. I think that we are still completely in the throes of COVID, the impacts
yes.
of COVID.
Yes.
And I think now here comes AI.
Yeah. Curveball.
So both of those things had an extremely isolating effect. They didn't pull people together. They separated people that were hanging out in their own houses and working remotely and all of those things. And I think the value, it's been very important to me, and I think I can say to the whole group to have these monthly, they're usually about an hour and a half to 2-hour meetings where we eat and we talk and everybody checks in and then we talk about where we want to go. That heart of what is a grassroots effort, I think is really important right now all over the country.
Yeah. It's amazing what can happen when people get together and decide they're going to work collaboratively. That means you're overcoming differences, and you have to be able to negotiate and, you know, make concessions so that you can work together.
Yes.
Tony.
Yeah, so I have two thoughts on that. One, I really feel like what we're doing is trend setting. It's a model to bring awareness and to show other small communities what you can do mm-hmm. together to be able to support your local communities and your local students and families on what works for them and fits their needs, especially in light of what Lynn was referring to with so many factors that tend to affect us in such a negative way, especially over the last few years. With that said, I think the second point to that, and this kind of relates to the factors that affect us, is, and I mentioned this earlier, this is not a unique thing happening just in our own community. This is a statewide issue.
I think it's bigger than state too.
It is. But when we look at the way education works in the world of funding formulas, rules, regulations, and so forth that comes down from state government and so forth to your local community and your local school district. Unfortunately, it's David versus Goliath. And what I mean by that is that the larger school districts just really kind of dictate the way certain things go and how that affects the small school districts. And so what I'm trying to say here is that each to their own, right? We're not in the same boat, so to speak, as LA Unified.
Your needs are different. Your population is
exactly
different.
It is completely different. And unfortunately, the representation that we have, just in general, at those larger entities, at the state board level and so forth, I don't want to say we go unheard, but our voices are definitely not as loud as others. And so that dictates what we can and can't do sometimes, as well as funding that we may have or need, because our needs are different. We don't have the millions and millions of dollars to be able to afford all the time with upkeep and for just facilities. Just think of facilities. Why is there $18 million worth of need at Montgomery Creek Elementary School? It's because there's not enough funding for us. But yet larger school districts, because they have so much money from the size of their school district, right? They can move those funds around and use that. Plus, they have local businesses, other taxes. There's so many factors that roll to that as to why they have the amount of money they do versus a small school district. So I feel like there's something there that also would be awareness for others to see.
So really what you're trying to do is motivate individuals in the community to engage in the process, to be part of reshaping things by putting their energy, sometimes donations, into the process of working out problems and solutions. I mean, you have to. And large school districts like LA, they have a massive amount of students. So it may look too like they have lots of money, but they have lots of students. So mm-hmm. there's dilemmas on both ends of the spectrum, I think. So it's challenging. And today, with all the demands and cuts in funding, it's really very challenging. So what I'm hoping listeners are hearing is that here's an opportunity. You don't have to live in a rural community. You might be right in the heart of Reading and think, well, these guys are doing extraordinary work. How can I volunteer some time to help them? Well, that's an invitation. You can get involved. And so one of the things I'm going to ask you at the end of the program is a phone number, a website, email, social media. Where can people, if they want to volunteer and be involved, how do they reach out to you? Mm-hmm. I want to shift gears here and talk with Heaven Stubbe here with the California Heritage Youth Build Academy. You gave us an overview of what the academy is about, but you also mentioned that there's this Workforce Development Day that's coming up in May. So can you describe what that's about? How's that set up and who's the outreach to?
Yes, I can. Thank you. So the initiative for Workforce Development Day is really to bring not just job opportunities, but volunteer opportunities and support services to the Intermountain area in order to help our rural communities overcome barriers to employment and to help with the job training to achieve employment, and not just employment, but career growth. And so behind the Workforce Development Day, we have the Workforce Recovery Training Program. And this is the program that is located in the new satellite office in the Hill Country Clinic. And we are in partnership with the City of Reading and community service organizations. We launched the Shasta County Workforce Recovery Training Program that offers the no-cost workforce training and support to individuals seeking to overcome those barriers to employment.
And the one that's happening in the more rural area of Eastern Shasta County, is that something you're presenting by yourself?
No, this is in collaboration, all of Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance, with spearheaded by California Heritage Youth Build Academy, and in partnership with the Pitt River Tribe and the Tribal Employment Rights Organization. We have a logistics meeting coming up where we are going to choose the date, but that will be in May, and ideally an annual event to start to bring the services for years to come.
So if there's a listener out there and they say, I want to get more information about this Workforce Day thing, how do they get that more information?
You can subscribe to our newsletter at bigcreekmountain.org. We send out a monthly newsletter. And really, if you want to volunteer with any of our organizations, learn more about us, you can go to bigcreekmountain.org. We have a job board and we have a newsletter and an events calendar that brings the events from all of our organizations together in one place. And the community can submit events and jobs to those postings to help us. If you have yard work or house cleaning that you need help with, you can submit those to that.
That's wonderful. And are there other ways that you are working to help build funding sources? Lynn?
Well, I mean, we're looking all the time.
Yes. and if somebody's listening and has an idea.
Yeah, right.
And energy.
While acknowledging to ourselves that we're still in our infancy here.
Yes, yes.
So we, you know, we're going to take a big bite. I don't know if it's going to be next month. But I did want to mention this one thing in specific, which is a few months ago, Round Mountain Community Center, which is located in Round Mountain, the Big Bend Community Center, and KKRN did a joint fundraiser at the community center in Round Mountain with live music, a volunteer band that's played for all of us for 40 years. And it was the best attended event that's happened in the community for, I don't know, 30 years. So, I mean, and it raised some money, you know,
raised some
money. And in the tiny organizations that are most of the members, $2,000 is a lot of money.
Oh, yes. Yes. And can make a difference.
Yes.
Keeping that organization alive.
Yes.
People don't realize. I think, I don't remember which guest I had, but they made the statement that any nonprofit is challenged with staying alive and needs money. So for people to open up and think, well, maybe instead of having a coffee today, I'll send that $5. The smallest gift can make a huge
Absolutely.
Difference. Yeah, that's what people don't realize, I think.
Yeah.
There's also this, I wanted to ask you about the climate resiliency and sustainability. Let's talk about that, because I know that's one of the focuses. Who wants to address that question?
Kevin, maybe you could start that by talking about the land trust and what the land trust does.
Yes, of course, I would love to. For climate resilience and sustainability, we have the Big Bend Community Land Trust, who has a focus on permaculture and permaculture-based community projects, including our community garden, and they have their FireWise Community Council that they host every month to really bring the community together to prepare and mitigate risk to the community.
For wildfires, huh?
For wildfires.
Yeah. And we certainly have known what it means to have wildfires in our rural areas. So that FireWise is important, I think.
Yeah.
And so all the organizations.
Definitely important. And really to highlight the land trust a little bit more. So it's a very rural community, as Lynn has mentioned, but they offer resources that is not offered anywhere else in the community. So they have a pay what you can thrift store and a local library and a community garden that they give the food away for free. And it's pay what you can, but they have so much food that comes out of that garden that they're giving it away for free.
That's awesome.
So they are a huge influence in the community, as well as the Big Bend Community Center. And they are integral parts of Big Creek Mountain Community Alliance and the partnership we have in Big Bend. And they, along with many nonprofits across the country, are facing operational logistics, volunteer logistics. And so if you're interested in helping them, donations go a long way, but volunteer support is really what we need for the community to come together and say, I want this to continue to happen, and I'm willing to help make it happen.
And I think it's really wonderful that when people have a garden and they have extra produce, or maybe it's eggs, or maybe it's some form of meat, to be able to say, I can share this with others, because there's such a vast need. And I think sometimes we don't realize that need. And so is it appropriate for someone that may be listening and tuning in and saying, I have produce that I would be willing to share with a larger group and to reach out, Heaven?
Yeah. So they host a monthly barter town during the ideal seasonal weather, because it can get really cold in Big Bend.
Yes.
With feet of snow. And so in the warmer months coming up here in about April, May, we do community garden days, we do volunteer days, but we also do a monthly barter town, which gets over 30 people. And you can just come bring your own table and bring any produce, plants. We do two annual plant swaps.
That's excellent.
And so it's a great place to come. And if you just follow them on Facebook, the Big Bend Community Land Trust, they are really good about posting very engaging flyers.
Excellent, excellent. If you just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation today with an organization, a grassroots organization called Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance. We have Lynn Doro, who's the convener of the group, Tony Mabies, who is the superintendent and principal of Montgomery Creek Elementary School, and we have Heaven Stubbe, who is the workforce development coordinator for California Heritage Youth Build Academy, that's not only located in Redding, but also now has a satellite that's up in the Round Mountain area. You guys are doing lots of wonderful work. And let's imagine that someone has something they want to share. Maybe it's produce. Maybe they want to volunteer time. Maybe they donation. How do they go about doing that? Who can help us with that? Heaven?
I can, yes. So we have a website that is very, very, all of our partners work together to provide content to it. So you can go to our website, you can learn more about volunteer opportunities, you can contact us directly through the contact form there, and you can see all of our events on our events calendar, you can post and view jobs on our jobs board, and you can subscribe to our monthly newsletter and submit your flyers and information to that newsletter.
And that website is?
BigCreekMountain.org.
And mountain spelled out?
MOUNTAIN.
And are you on social media?
We are. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Excellent. So you're out there. You're visible.
Yes.
And we're highlighting all the wonderful things you're doing. Lynn?
I just want to say, because Heaven didn't introduce herself this way, we had enough funding available from the initial grant from the Sierra Institute to pay heaven a few hours a week. So all of the things that she just listed are a result of her brilliant technical efforts.
Yay, yay. Makes all the difference, heaven.
I'd like to add to that, though, Lindora, that the goal of Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance is to bring economic development to our area. And so I was reached out to volunteer, and I said, to build the website. And I said, okay, I could build the website, but I don't think I have the capacity and the skills to build the website. But if you can pay me, I can learn those skills.
Yeah.
And so I am really an example of one of the first employees who came out of a need for a specific need for our rural community. And then I brought that website together, and then we have the monthly newsletter, the jobs board, and the events calendar that came out of that project. So,
and communication is so critical to really build relationships. Tony?
Heaven's being very humble right now. She's amazing. She's done a great job with that development. So even though she says she didn't have the skills, she does. as I know, because we've also contracted with her to upgrade and fix a few things and get ready to move towards making a brand new website as well for the Unified New Union School District. We don't have a name for that yet, but she
You're
is working
on
that and helping with the other two school websites to come up to par.
Excellent. Excellent. Heaven?
Yeah. And I would like to clarify that with those roles with Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance and the website work as an independent contractor, my role is not the coordinator with the Workforce Recovery Training Program. I am a case manager. Uh-huh. So I actually do the intakes. I'm the one in the office 8 to noon at Hill Country Clinic, available for drop-ins. I do the individualized service plans and the community outreach to really build a sustainable program for our community.
So as a case manager, say someone's listening, go, well, I want to explore that. They can show up at your office.
Yes, we're in the teen center.
And you would talk with them about all the different aspects of your program that may they help them.
Definitely, yes. You can definitely reach me there. Again, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon. I'm in the teen center, other than right now, right? And I will share any information about our program, whether you are a community partner or if you are somebody looking directly for our services to become a participant. And this, the eligibility, it's intentionally simple for our program. It is available to any Shasta County resident. There are no age limits or requirements, and it is for low to moderate income. We are funded from the Department of Urban Housing and Development, and the brackets for low to moderate income, somebody can make up to $54,000 a year and still qualify. One person could still qualify for our program. So if you are potentially underemployed and looking for certifications, we can help you really with that career growth.
Yes. And when you share with people that you're available Monday through Friday, those hours, what location are you? You said Teen Center. What's the address for that?
The Workforce Recovery Training Program Satellite Office is located at 29632 State Highway 299 East in Round Mountain, California. Okay. And we are located behind Hill Country Community Clinic in the building that houses the Teen Center.
Excellent. Excellent. What else? Lynn?
I wanted to say one more thing just because it's fun. So
we like fun.
And I've participated in this maybe 5 times in my life, naming an organization.
Yes.
What are we going to call ourselves?
Yeah, that's important. Huh?
It is important. And where one of the counselors at Hill Country who just had a baby, she doesn't come to the Big Creek Mountain meetings currently, but she came up with what we all thought was a great idea. So Big Creek Mountain comes from Big Bend, Montgomery Creek, and Round Mountain.
Ooh, that's nice. That was brilliant.
Yeah,
really,
it's cool. It's fun.
I love that. So really, the invitation to anyone that's listening to the program is, you know, maybe you're listening someplace else in the world, in your community there is need. In your community, there are organizations that are trying to build community to be healthy and have resources for everyone to access, whether it's education or food or working with schools. You know, there's a whole spectrum, is to reach out. You think, well, I only have 2 hours a week, or I only have 2 hours a month that I can volunteer. That can help an organization stay alive. The smallest donation, $5 a month, can make the difference. When we all put $5 a month to some organization, it builds up. And so really the invitation is get involved. Be part of the solution. Find ways to work with others so that, you know, we can inspire growth, health, wellness. We like that sort of thing. What I really appreciate too, you know, the 7 organizations that you have under this Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance, you know, they're diverse, but they're all part of where you live in Eastern Shasta County. So you have Hill Country Community Clinic, California Heritage Youth Build Academy, Mountain Union Elementary School, Mountain Community Center, Big Bend Community Center, Big Bend Community Land Trust, KKRN, I'm slightly partial to KKRN, 88.5 FM Community Radio, and the Pitt River Tribe, all very diverse, but all trying to work together to make the communities of that whole area, you might even say region, healthier, better, strategizing. Here's a better school building than the one we're using. Let's shift things around. So I really appreciate your dedication, your creativity, your brainstorming, your willingness to work with others. Sometimes people think, well, they must all be alike to be able to work together. You have 2 people in the room. They're very different. No 2 people are alike. And so I think it's really important that people realize the skill, the dedication you have. Mm-hmm. 30 seconds each. I want a closing thought that you want to send out to community. What's your closing thought you want to give to community? Tony, start us first.
I think for me, the Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance is about people, right? It's about families. And everybody involved loves people. They love their communities, but they love this bigger surrounding community altogether, the region. And I absolutely love it. And I think they thank students too, because they all have families and kids. And I love the Alliance. I think it's amazing. And if anybody wants to get involved, just reach out to us.
Excellent. Excellent. Lynn?
That's really all I want to say at the end, too, is go to bigcreekmountain.org and look at us and see if it seems interesting to you. And, you know, if it does, send us an email. And Heaven is the person that currently looks at those incoming things. She'd turf it to whoever could answer the question.
Excellent. And Heaven, you're closing.
Yes. So I'm honored to be a part of the Communities Alliance. And I just want to say that this is not, we're not facing unique problems, and that we are an example of how organizations can really come together, how individuals can come together to make a difference in their communities.
Yeah.
And just one hand at the table can make a huge difference. So yeah. Like Lynn said, please go to bigcreekmountain.org, learn more about us. If you're a partner, please outreach. If you are a community member, please volunteer if you can. And if not, just subscribe to our newsletter. Stay in the loop. Be a part of our community.
Yes. I want to thank Lynn Doro, the convener of the Big Creek Mountain Communities Alliance, Tony Mabies from the superintendent and principal of Montgomery Creek Elementary School, Heaven Stubbe, workforce development coordinator through the California Heritage Youth Build Academy. I want to thank each of you. I want to thank our listeners. I want to invite us all to make this day and every day a day to enjoy exceptional living. Thank you for joining us.